are here at the 2020 CUNA GAC in Washington, D.C., and with me in the studio lounge is Mr. Patrick Goodwin from SRM. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well.
Good. It's been a while since we chatted. Maybe a year or so?
A couple years, maybe.
Yeah. I think it was maybe ACUC or something like that we talked, or maybe one of the tech conferences.
I know a couple years ago in Hawaii.
Was it the NAFQ?
That was 2 years ago, yeah. But I think We've connected since then. It all blends together.
So how's the conference going for you?
It's going well. It's always good to see
5,000
so
of your
clients.
Closest friends.
Yeah. Yeah, and all of them singing our praises.
Well so done.
From my perspective.
You're doing something right then. Good job.
Having the clients come to us and whenever they're selling our services for us, that's what we want to do.
Indeed. So. Yeah, it's great coming here and obviously seeing old faces and new faces and stuff, but getting the direct feedback from your clients as well. The face-to-face meetings you guys have must be very productive, I would think.
It has been very productive. I think we have 14 people here this week.
Wow, good move.
So
they are spread out and doing...
Spread out. We had an event last night where we had one of our sales guys play his guitar and brought his band down.
From
Philly.
Right.
And had a really good event.
Oh, that's fun.
So that's like to entertain and take care of our clients and get to know them better.
Indeed. That's what it's all about. Hey, we're talking about our chat here, several rules of engagement for effective vendor management. So what are these several rules? How can Creatians have more effective vendor management? Because there's a lot of that out there right now.
Number one is you have to look at the landscape, what's out there.
Mm-hmm.
So understanding your relationship with your vendor is really important,
mm-hmm.
but then always having plan B for what the alternatives are in the market.
No doubt.
With the consolidation, big consolidation with First Data and Fiserv, that's a huge deal.
Oh yeah.
And there's still competition, but that consolidation, and then we're like, who's Jack Henry going to buy next? So they haven't had one yet. So we're like, okay, who's left? There really isn't anybody left.
Good point.
And then FIS and Worldpay.
Yeah.
I mean, and the integration of their services, and from an issuer perspective and a credit union perspective, they need to be looking at what's the alternatives, because if they don't know it, there is going to be change.
Yeah.
I mean, there's going to be some few that they're going to stay on the same systems, but ultimately, those vendors are going to dictate what solutions are going to be best in class.
Yeah.
And it could be a positive thing as well.
Sure, sure.
Because it should read best in service, best in quality, best in technology, but those are big companies.
Yeah, there were some big moves last year.
Those are
late
huge.
Last year. Oh my gosh.
Huge moves.
Made waves throughout the industry. So what are a couple of other rules that can look at for vendor management?
Understanding the terms in those contracts and understanding what you're committing to.
Yeah.
Pretty important. Understanding auto-renew clauses, understanding what reliabilities are in those agreements. It becomes even more important now with the M&A landscape. You see crazy things going on in the community bank market and regional space.
Yeah.
You're seeing that in the credit union space as well.
Okay.
I think we're going to see more of that.
Mm-hmm.
So understanding what the terms and conditions are in those contracts is really important, and understanding what your liabilities are in those agreements.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we have seen where mergers have not gone through once they assessed what the liability was in a core contract.
Mm-hmm.
You have one price that you've settled on for what you're going to pay for that institution, and then you realize there's a 750 liability in a contract.
Oh boy.
That can, if you're not like vendors, then it can create a problem and a surprise. So you don't want to be surprised.
No, you don't. I totally agree with you about having a plan B, for sure.
Because,
I mean, I have plan B, plan C, plan D.
What can you sell next?
Exactly. So good point there, for sure. And plus, I mean, the pace of business, as you well know, is moving so fast and changing so rapidly, especially in the fintech space. My gosh. So it only behooves you to have a plan B in place, for sure, if something goes awry with plan A.
Yeah. In the regulatory environment, I think we've heard more of the regulators questioning, okay, have you done all your due diligence on your vendor base?
Right.
And I mean, what is your plan B? I mean, most of them aren't going to go away, but still, you need to have a plan B and know what's available. I mean, you have the big guys that are out there, but then there's new entrants into the market all the time around core processors.
Yep.
And that are built on new systems that might be a better solution that allow plug and play environment for different solutions that might help the credit union service their member better.
Indeed.
So how does that all work? And that's where we come into the advisory play as to if you're not doing this on a daily basis, it's tough to make those decisions. So.
Well, yeah, and a lot of the credit unions, especially the smaller ones, may not have the resources to kind of keep track of all this type of stuff. So that's where you guys come in again, right?
Small and big.
Oh, really? I mean, big as well? Really?
I think it's it fits all size institutions.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you have to look at, they're doing a contract every 3, 5, 7 years.
Yeah.
They're only doing one every 3, 5, 7
True.
Years.
True.
We're evaluating hundreds of them a year and understanding where the landscape is and what's the next latest and greatest service.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, right now, with these the integration of these vendors, I mean, what products are they going to go to? How are you going to know? They might tell you one thing, but you need it in writing as to where they're going, and then the landscape of when it's going to happen.
Yeah.
We've heard different things from that things are going to happen by the first quarter of this year, and that's going to be tough. Like, those are some big companies, and how are they going to make those decisions to move that?
Yeah. We're already in the first quarter. I mean, we're almost at the end of the first quarter. My gosh.
I know.
Time is flying.
Yeah.
We're having fun.
We should tape these conversations with these vendors and then go play it back 6 months later. It's like, did it happen?
Hey, did it? Yeah, exactly.
And a lot of times it does, and sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Another rule that you want to throw out there?
I think the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Relationships are key.
Mm-hmm.
We're in a relationship business.
Mm-hmm.
And credit unions, by far, are focused on their members.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to develop the relationship with the vendor base, with your incumbent vendor and with the alternative vendors.
Yeah.
So taking those meetings and listening to what the alternative has to say,
mm-hmm.
You learn from those situations. But pretty important to develop the relationships.
Mm-hmm. Indeed, yeah. Like you say, yeah, relationships are everything. So,
mm-hmm.
especially in this business, because it's such a close-knit, it's almost like a kind of a family type of, so
it is.
The better that relationship, the better the business goes.
Yeah.
So, good stuff. So, why, I mean, I'm sure there are other rules, but why are all these rules so significant to credit unions right now? Are we in a crucial time, or are we in a pivoting time, or what's the significance here with all of these rules?
I think from a technology perspective, we're in a pivotal time. I mean, you are competing with everybody's phone, and
mm-hmm.
it's becoming easier for you to lose a member.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to have, one, the relationship to the technology to back it,
mm-hmm.
where it's a couple of clicks to move money within an account. So if you go in this exhibit hall, there's probably multiple solutions for options that can do that.
Mm-hmm.
But does it fit into your ecosystem of your core, and then all the different branches that come off of it? So, I mean, it's pretty important to understand that landscape.
Did you go to the session where about the Google accounts or the Google checking accounts with Stanford Federal Credit Union?
I did not,
but I
heard about it.
I did too.
Big news.
Were turning people away. That's how many people were going in. They
couldn't
get everybody in. So,
yeah.
But that was just fascinating. That just kind of sparked my memory when you were talking about that,
how
there's so many options out there, how many choices are out there.
Yeah.
And now we have Google coming in here and saying, hey, we want to flex our muscle in here as well.
That is, it's a little scary.
A little bit.
It's a little scary.
I heard that session was kind of to reassure everybody that don't be scared. We're not coming in here to take over. We're just becoming another option out there. So we'll see how that comes to fruition.
I mean, that's like Walmart coming into banking. I mean, that's what that is. That's,
I know.
So what are credit unions going to do to protect their space and grow it? Right now deposits are key. Everybody needs deposits.
Everybody wants
to make loans.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, how do you obtain those deposits and compete in a crazy competitive
mm-hmm.
market at a competitive interest rate?
No doubt.
I mean, now I'm not sure Fed met and dropped their rates again, but
you
gotta think of
somebody. Can they drop them any further?
I mean, I'm traveling this past week. I mean, things are slowing down. Like, the coronavirus is real.
Yeah.
And I was in San Francisco last week, and it was noticeably slower.
Really?
Everywhere. Like, the foot traffic. The traffic. San Francisco has crazy traffic.
Like DC,
and it wasn't as bad.
Huh.
Uber drivers telling me, hey, last 2 weeks, things are slowing down.
Wow.
And, like, people aren't going to the conferences.
Huh.
How's that going to affect the economy?
Yeah, no doubt. So. No doubt. Oh, my gosh. So many things to think about.
Yeah. A lot to think about.
Indeed. All right. Anything else to add, Patrick? Any final words of wisdom here?
Yeah. Rule number one. You got to look at the and bid out these key relationships. Everything around payments is evolving, and so that's my number one tip whenever I give a speech on 7 effective habits of vendor negotiation, and that is number one.
Okay.
And being able to run an effective RFP, and we have clients that do it on their own, and we have clients that hire us. If we get to, you have to know what questions to ask, how to do it in the right nomenclature, so that you can compare the results of those bids, and then feel confident in the decision that you're making. Any of these areas that are complex, those are big decisions.
No doubt.
And
no doubt.
Most of them go to board approval. So having a trusted advisor that's able to put that information in a format where you can confidently go to your board and say, these are the reasons I'm making this adjustment, and these are the financial reasons, and these are the feature functionality and overall servicing element reasons for making a big decision. So that's the value we bring to our credit union.
Awesome. Awesome. 2020 is going to be another interesting year for
it
sure.
It is. An election year.
An election year. I was about to say that too.
That's going to totally change. That's
I know.
Yeah.
All right, Patrick. Always a pleasure chatting with you.
Good
appreciate
to see you.
It. Keep up the good.